Truck It, The Drive Around the World That Saved My Life. Written and read by Bobby Bolton. I'd like to dedicate this audiobook to Paula and Eagle, who are a forever nomadic couple we met on the road on the shores of Issyk-Kul in Kyrgyzstan. They epitomise the soul of those who were brought up in normal European life and left it all behind to explore the world and never look back. For them and others, there is no social media, no book deal, no big following, but that makes their stories and their journey even more captivating. They and other global adventurers continue to inspire us to chase our dreams. So I hope this audiobook will inspire you to take your own leap of faith and explore this little planet we call home. Don't let who you are today stop you from being who you could be tomorrow. Bobby Bolton, 2023. Introduction, the end of the beginning.
Where are you from? Why are you here? Is this your wife? Are you a spy?
The questions were relentless. We were surrounded by 30 or more Taliban soldiers with guns as we sat on a rickety old bench blinking in the bright floodlights. Surreally, there was a volleyball court in the field in front of us. I tried to answer, but immediately there was another question fired from a silhouette looming over us. By my side was Marie, the amazing French woman who had put her life on hold to come with me on this trip. I tried to catch her eye, but the headscarf made it hard to see her facial expression. I sat slightly forward on the bench, both hands on one leg, and looked back up at the crowd with my head held high in an attempt to give the impression that I wasn't panicking as I answered, "England, travelling, yes, no." Every time I answered, one guy who had especially wild eyes lined with thick black coal kept twisting his head to the side like a dog in a way that sent shivers down my spine. At one point, he came striding over and put one foot on the bench, leaning down to peer at me. I tried to telepathically send Marie the message that she should look away, absolutely sure he was going to go at me with a knife. Drowning out the fear, there was guilt that I had dragged Marie and the dogs along with me on this adventure. I mean, who does this? Who gives up everything? Their job, their house and belongings, their entire life to drive from Wigan to Australia. Of course something like this was going to happen. How could I be so stupid? We had been on a journey of 10,000 miles and at that moment I didn't think we were going to make it a step further. This is why normal blokes from Wigan don't do this sort of thing, Bobby. I thought back to almost 3 years before when my fiancé had called off our engagement after 11 years together and the construction business I'd sunk my life into had hit the rocks. While in the depths of those lonely moments that came after the heartbreak, I barely had enough money to buy a coffee on the way into work and was living in a mouldy caravan. It was like a big, hard, slow kick in the bollocks of my soul. But, much like a kick to the actual bollocks, it forced me to stop. I realised that I was so caught up in the rat race that I had lost my way. I had lost who I really was, who I wanted to be. My dreams of a life of adventure had fallen by the wayside, replaced with the burden of responsibility. A job, a flat, council tax, the property ladder, the boiler, all this bloody stuff that is part of life, of growing up. It had never felt like the right time, but I realised that there's never a right time, because change is always scary, so we let ourselves remain stuck. My trip was about unsticking myself, reminding myself that life is about a journey, not the destination. However, at this exact moment, I realised that there wasn't much point in discovering the meaning of life if I lost my actual life. More importantly, I thought of Marie, how she'd only known me for 2 weeks before joining me on our trip to see the world. How passionate and funny and beautiful she was. She didn't sign up for this. I thought of my dog Red, my best friend in the whole world, and Rubia. We'd left them in the truck with the air conditioning on, but in about 8 hours, the battery would run out. Then what? They didn't deserve any of this. I thought of my family and friends at home, waking up to the news. I thought of what people would say. Stupid tourists getting themselves killed. So needless. So stupid. So naive. What a waste. A big guy who towered over the others pushed his way towards us. "You, come, now," he shouted. "Bobby, how the bloody hell did you end up here?" Chapter 1. Why not? "Screw it. I'm driving to Australia." Cue amounts of laughter normally reserved for someone's trousers falling down. "Hang on, it was Mongolia a minute ago," laughed one of my mates. He had a point. About 2 hours ago, and 5 pints, previously, we had been stood outside the pub on a crisp wintry afternoon when a beat-up old Land Rover Defender had pulled up and an outdoorsy couple sprung